B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
But right now, as we go around the world, as Natalie goes around the world to discover three interesting stories, it's called That's News.
That's right, Mike. First, we're going to go to New Zealand, where there's been an issue with potholes. And a man has decided to draw attention to the infrastructure issue by spending 3 years spray painting penises around the potholes as a way to draw attention to them and get an immediate response to the issue.
I like this idea.
Which I think is brilliant.
It's vulgar defacing, but it leads to a greater good.
Yeah, so these are dangerous potholes that he said that he had complained about a couple times, and I guess he just travels around New Zealand. He sprayed more than 100 of them in potholes around New Zealand.
So I guess it would be really easy to pull off since the pothole would be the back lower half of the graphic.
Yeah, with the D.
Yeah. So
yes.
He said that it's working.
Good.
Because they're going out to repair the potholes, and he's been fined a bunch of times. But he said
they can't ignore it.
No, and he said that the Auckland Transport gave a reply saying that the person responsible has placed themselves at risk, as well as potentially causing a safety risk and a distraction for other drivers. But is that the distraction, or is when your car ping pongs out of one of those divots?
Right.
The distraction.
It actually might alert you to the pothole.
Right. Because you see something now. I see the pothole now. I can straddle it versus it ripping my car apart.
It's like putting a long cone up there, rather.
Yep, it's like a cone.
Right.
It's a cone.
It's just a cone.
Yeah, just with, circular, a circular addition.
Is that a cone in your pants or you just happen to see? But
it's a cone.
Otherwise, here's the thing. Once you're out, you gotta get the whitewash. You got the face. You gotta scrub that off. Once you're there, you might as well fill the hole.
Exactly. Right.
You bring the road crew out there.
Perfect.
That was an episode of the league where a Jewish person painted. It's not appropriate. He painted a swastika on a pothole to get them to come fix the pothole.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he got in trouble because he got caught on Google Maps.
It's actually a good idea, that guy in New Zealand.
Yeah, I mean, he's proud of it too. He said, "I'll take it if the people in New Zealand are safe." So. Good on him.
Well, but here's the other. Like, do you actually have to do the penis? Like, could you? You could easily paint something else.
It has to be offensive, or they won't come out.
Yeah,
you can't do a nice artwork piece, then they just leave it. Like, it has to be something gross. That's probably the nicest of the gross things you would need. You don't want to do a swastika for real.
Suppose you put a cross.
They'll leave it.
Yeah, or like a star.
They leave a cross.
Yeah, and he's not going to be hateful, so he's not going to paint anything that's going to be offensive.
That's what I mean. Okay. That's as dirty and clean as you can get.
And honestly, it's really just more of two circles and what is that? Like an oval, like a long rectangular oval, I'd say.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's easily to pull off.
But yeah.
Suppose you drew the form of a woman.
I mean, that would probably
the same
work
thing?
Too.
Would it have the same effect?
I don't necessarily think so, no.
No, probably not.
Correct?
No.
The form of a woman?
There's no. I mean,
no.
Would people be able to identify?
Yeah, and that takes
could
longer.
Just be a
you can draw that
squiggles.
Quick to draw, right? To draw a woman, that takes more time.
And just draw the legs out.
I mean,
they're not coming.
Too much.
Okay,
but he said that he's proud of it and is more than happy to identify his crimes for turning attention toward the life-threatening issue that Auckland has faced. So good for that man in New Zealand.
Awesome.
Back to the United States, where at Kid Rock's Honky Tonk Bar in Nashville, a man was arrested for using his colostomy bag as a weapon during an altercation with police officers.
What?
Yeah, so apparently there was a disturbance at Kid Rock's Honky Tonk Bar, and when the officers got there, security had removed the guy, but he wouldn't leave, and then he pulled his colostomy bag out of his pants and started to swing it around like a weapon. And two officers were hit with the contents.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, he got that from The Wire.
Did that happen in The Wire?
Yeah, I don't want any ass. Yeah, Bubbles' friend Johnny. Remember they did the colostomy trick on so they could steal copper?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but you can't.
That's where he got it from.
Nah, that guy didn't see The Wire.
I don't know.
I didn't hear about this story, Nat, but I've heard there's been a lot of trouble down at that Kid Rock bar.
Yeah.
A lot of troublemakers. Mm-hmm. It's like the Double Deuce.
Yeah.
He needs somebody to calm down. There's a lot of bad things, apparently. In all serious, I didn't hear about this, but there's been fights and COVIDs and all kinds of stuff at Kid Rock's place.
Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
They didn't release a response.
Take care of it. They didn't release a response, but they were hit with the contents. So learn something new every day.
And what's he doing in a bar?
He apparently was so drunk he couldn't stand.
But he obviously has trouble with his digestion.
Yeah.
What's he doing drinking a lot of alcohol?
That's true. All right, so final story of the day. Mike, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Well.
Because this is shocking the world.
Okay.
So apparently, we know how J-Lo and A-Rod split, right?
Just Which made it to your delight.
Within weeks ago.
Well, that's my delight. I mean, I'm just saying, A-Rod sniffing around with the Southern Charm girl,
Well, anyway. Yeah, good riddance.
Well, now we get the real truth.
Now we get the real truth is that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck enjoyed a vacation together after 17 years apart. What? They've reunited.
Yeah, I read that story. That was after the split of it with A-Rod. Sources just confirmed today.
Well, awfully quick.
Wait, Ben reads the papers.
Wait a minute.
He probably gave her a phone. Call right away.
He definitely called her right away.
J-Lo was so heartbroken over A-Rod because, it was all about him being wrong. And it couldn't possibly be her and her 97 divorces and everything. Couldn't be her. She's already moved on vacation with Ben Affleck.
I think they're both narcissists and enjoy attention from the other people of the other sex. So when Ben Affleck came in there, she goes, he's not a guy who bartends down the street. He's Ben Affleck. So why not?
Come on.
That's what he is.
Yeah, so apparently
he was the same character.
He was seen at her house, and then they realized that their chemistry cannot be denied. How long do we give them? What if they actually get married and then we get a GLE 2?
He's got to be a wacko, Ben.
Oh, for sure.
He's never satisfied.
They might get married. They'll get divorced, though, because it's still J-Lo.
He's fallen in love with the fact that people think he's good looking.
Yeah.
It's an entitlement for him.
Yeah, apparently he reached out to her to see how she was doing, and they had dinner together a few times.
That's smart, though.
That's good, natural game, and it's natural in the chemistry. That's smart, though.
You jump in there. How you doing? I'm just checking on you. I'm here for you, J-Lo. You know, anything you need, one of my biggest regrets. I know what he said because I got it played out. My biggest regrets. I love my kids.
Yeah.
But when I look at them, I just wonder what could have been if me and you had stayed together. Oh, man, that would work, too. Oh, that would work.
She did say
in 2014
that it was probably her first big heartbreak. So maybe this is a chance to repair. And I'm just going to sneak this one in, Mike. I don't know if you read yet that Tim Tebow's returning to the NFL.
Yes. Yeah. I signed with I know Urban Meyer's been talking it up for the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. So he finally signed Tim Tebow, who apparently can't get a regular job. And he will play tight end.
Yeah, but play baseball. That didn't work.
Yeah.
Seems like a guy who just is a bit of an opportunist that...
Yeah, well, he doesn't know anything else but the athletic part of his whole life, so now he's going to try to do this, which, good luck to him. Maybe it'll work. Urban Meyer says he can absolutely use him as a tight end.
It's just like 2007, Benifer, Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I don't wish him luck.
We're just back in time.
Yeah, I don't wish him luck. I don't wish him luck, but we'll see how it happens. It'll be interesting, but I definitely do not wish him luck.
Well, all right. You dislike him?
Yes, greatly. Going back to the homeschool thing, and he's a guy who doesn't think the rules really apply to him.
Yeah.
And he's been very entitled his entire life.
Yeah.
So I don't wish him well or I'm saying I don't want him to fail.
Yeah, I'm just not wishing him well. Is he fast enough to play tight end in the NFL?
He's a pretty fast guy.
Yeah.
At what age is he? Oh, he's over 30. I mean, he's as fast as Ertz is.
Yeah, but, the legs atrophy, the baseball running is not the same as football.
I think he's been training. All right, well, I think he hired a trainer.
We'll see. It'd be interesting.
Last I saw him, he was hosting a home construction show.
Yeah. He should probably just go ahead and go to that lane.
Yeah.
It must just be nice to get every job you want.
I would do the TV thing. And he grew up with money. Remember, he's a rich kid.
He's good on TV, though. What's special about him? He's like.
But he gets to waltz into wherever he wants.
Yeah, he's a blonde.
No matter how much time has passed, no matter anything.
Yeah,
good for him.
That's how it's been his whole
life. Must be nice to be a...
Pick the school he was able to go to, wasn't supposed to be able to pick. It goes back a long ways.
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.